I'm standing in a tent in Lower Sweden, and it is the... What's the official name, Laura? Because it always gets...
Western and Weedon Lois Horticultural Society.
So the Western and Weedon Lois Horticultural Society show. It's the annual product show. And I've got in front of me the most gorgeous marmalades. They're very, very beautiful. This pot here, Laura, is this one here... Is this got the second prize?
Seville marmalade, which is a quite a sort of tricky recipe because you basically cut up all the Seville oranges before you boil them. So everything's shredded when it's raw, and then you soak it, and then you make your marmalade. And so rather than being able to cut it when it's all soft and malleable, you have to cut it when it's all hard and raw. But actually, it's a real fail-safe, you know, fantastic recipe because it always works, it sets. And I don't know about you, but I've always had a problem with runny marmalade, and this one works, and it's, you know, sets really nicely, and it's got good clarity when it finishes. So I've made 37 pots this year.
I have watched your husband actually get very possessive about the marmalade. It's clearly one of his favourite things to eat.
And he's always hated my mother's recipe, which is always really runny and it always drips off the toast, and he always sort of curses it whenever he has to eat it. So now we've found one which actually works.
He did officially say it is the best marmalade in the world. I'm testament to that. So if I have a little look at this, what I notice about this pot is that it's so, so finely chopped. It's delicate.
Yeah, you need a very sharp knife, and we've got these new knives, and actually I've been given... Well, I give one to William every year for his birthday, and they're global knives, and they are the sharpest knives I've ever, ever used. And you can get really, really, you know, fine shreds. And it makes a real difference if you've got a small pot like that one. You haven't got big, thick pieces in it. Some people really like big, thick pieces, but I quite like them finely shredded.
It's almost translucent as well. If I'm holding it up here to against the sort of white backdrop of this marquee, it's almost, you can see through it.
Yeah, it's great colour. And it's also, what I do is I try and keep all the pips in a muslin bag and then soak them with the marmalade when you're boiling it, so you've got more pectin going through it.
So where was this originally, this recipe originally from?
Recipe book from the 1970s, which is called the Preserving Book. And I think it's 1971 or something. And I use it a lot, and it does chutneys, jams, jellies, cider making, wine making. It's really old fashioned, but it's a great book, and I won't ever use anything else for making jam.
Laura, if I could find a teaspoon, I would love to have a taste of it. Yeah. I think we're going to have to go and see if we can find a teaspoon. Hang on. Just taking the top off this, and there is this lovely little piece of wax paper. Let's put that down gently. And I'm going to take a small spoon of this out and taste it. Hang on. It's very nicely set, I must say. Hang on, without dropping it. That is absolutely delicious. It's got a really beautiful marmalade taste to it. I have to say, Laura, as I was tasting it, a wasp sort of landed on my hand. I think it's definitely after this marmalade. It's absolutely delicious. It's got, I say, very marmalade-y taste, but it's not too sweet.
No, it's not too sweet. It's not too sweet. It's not bitter, but it's not, you know, it's more like a slightly more morning sort of sharp taste.
It would go really with coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very good. Yeah, definitely. And you don't use dark sugar, so it's not too syrupy, and you know, that's a different type of marmalade. This is more like a clear orange marmalade. So
do you think that these events put the community together?
Oh, definitely. And this one's, I mean, our community is very strong anyway, but this one really makes it, sort of cements it, and gets everybody together cooking, and gets the children doing things like their miniature gardens or their face masks or their pastry hedgehogs or whatever it is.
So you've done some prize-winning raspberries.
Yes.
Yep. Go and have check these out.